Exclusive Videos, 300 Migrants Cross Border into Texas. By Randy Clark on April 17, 2021. Unaccompanied children continue crossing the Mexican border into Texas as Health and Human Services struggles to accommodate the increased numbers by opening new emergency intake sites. Breitbart, Texas observed nearly 300 migrants illegally crossing the Rio Grande in Roma, Texas, on Wednesday night. The groups of migrants consisted of family units and dozens of unaccompanied children looking to surrender to the few awaiting Border Patrol agents near the edge of town. Cartel-connected human smugglers faced no resistance from law enforcement during their crossing as Border Patrol agents struggled to keep up with the ever-increasing rate of crossings in the area. In an exclusive video, Breitbart, Texas interviewed two unaccompanied children shortly after they crossed the border. The unaccompanied children traveled alone and said they did not know their mother's whereabouts. They also claimed they did not know their father. The teenage brother and sister, ages 13 and 15, claimed to be traveling to San Francisco, California, to meet up with an uncle and a grandfather. The scene repeated itself throughout the night as children crossed the river alone or with family members. The children ranged in age from 3 months old to 17 years. According to the latest statistics released by Health and Human Services, more than 22,000 unaccompanied children are currently in custody. They are being held at temporary emergency intake sites, permanent shelters, or Border Patrol stations. HHS estimates the daily cost to house the children is in excess of $6 million per day. In March, Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended nearly 62,000 migrants, 2,000 per day, according to the most recent reports from CBP. Those included 35,250 family units, 9,726 unaccompanied minors, and 16,992 single adults. Border Patrol agents in the vicinity spoke of being overwhelmed by the volume of migrant crossings in such a short time frame. Many of the migrants appeared nervous and tired from the journey to the United States. According to a few of the agents, who spoke on a condition of anonymity, this is almost a nightly occurrence. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.